Mira Business FM.
This is Mira Business FM. Legal discussion this morning until the end of the show at midday. Ludmila Yamalova is here from LY Law. We are talking civil and Muslim civil marriages for non-Muslims and Muslims, to be more specific, and prenuptial agreements. We've talked about the personal status law, which is kind of the overriding law for all personal status matters. Under that comes marriage, of course. Ludmila, let's talk about... let's start with marriage if you are Muslim, first of all, here in the UAE. How about that? Let's go from there to start with.
Yeah, so for Muslims to get married in the UAE, there are perhaps a little more limited options than, for example, non-Muslims. Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing you need to figure out which emirate, because it's very much sort of, you know, emirate-based. Mm-hmm. And every emirate has its own... court, and because ultimately the Muslim marriages they take place under the umbrella of the courts, and so that's why, since in the UAE we have different different courts for different emirates, so you need to decide. Well, you know, first of all, you need to decide, or I guess be resident, figure out which resident of which emirate you are, and that's basically your default court. All the options are, you know, more available if. You know, you have connection to different emirates.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically where you will kind of initiate the application to get married. So it is done through the court, and it's the court that would kind of administer the process for Muslim marriages. Now, and it will be registered through the courts. And by the way, as a side thing, is that this is for a lot of Muslims in the world. This is a very beneficial. I guess, a framework, because in a lot of other countries, you cannot have a Muslim, official Muslim marriage. You can have a Muslim ceremony, but not the marriage. The marriage just happens sort of in the courts, in the civil courts, and then they would have a Muslim ceremony. But a lot of Muslims actually want to have a Muslim marriage, Islamic marriage. Right. And so the UAE offers this Islamic marriage that is actually registered under the official government authority, i.e. in this case is the court. And I'll give you a specific example of that, a recent example. I guess the nuance in more relative, you might, mindful of the time, or relevant terms, the nuance for Muslim marriages is that the woman, a Muslim, needs a guardian. So that's perhaps one of the biggest, I mean, we assume here in this case that they're both Muslims. You know, if they're newly converted Muslims, they need to submit their certifications basically in support of their conversion and such. But there's a medical test as well. That's one of the requirements. But one of the, perhaps some of the notable nuances of Muslim marriage is that for a woman, she needs to have a guardian. These are the principles, Sharia principles.
Yeah.
Until this new law was introduced, there was... at least we're talking about the language of the law for now, right? Because the practice is something else. It's still evolving. But until recently, the language of the law was such that the only way to get married is with your guardian's approval. Now, the guardian can only be, basically the male relative, usually from your father's side. So it has to be your father, and if the father is not available, it'd be like the uncle and such. And the law did provide, however, if the father or the male guardian would not... want to grant his consent, then the judge could become the guardian.
Okay.
So we had tried that a few times for a few of our clients, and it's just, you know, it wasn't as streamlined as one would hoped. So generally speaking, unless you had a male guardian that is basically your father or some family member, it was not an option to have an Islamic marriage in the UAE. And in fact, a lot of people who wanted to get married and have an Islamic marriage, they would, you know, Muslim marriage, they would actually leave the UAE sometimes and get married elsewhere. For example, Malaysia is one of the places they could have an Islamic, Egypt is another one. So they could have an Islamic marriage and without the guardian. Because by the way, this is the UAE law requiring the guardian. A lot of other Arab countries don't require, because it's a different school of Islam. So they don't necessarily require a guardian for females. So the UAE still does. So as per the new law, now the guardian, the law is a lot more flexible. The language of the law is more flexible. So it now says that the guardian could be anyone. It could be the bride's mother or sister. So it doesn't have to be a male relative. One, and then two, if there is no guardian, then the court must become, the judge must become the guardian, right? So it's no more discretionary as it used to be under the old law. It is basically, it's obligatory. So if the woman does not have a guardian, then the judge must become the guardian. So that's the new language of the law. But we're talking about the law that was only issued in April, which is a few, just a few months ago. So the application of this law is still evolving. From what we see now, there is still, perhaps this, the presumption that there will be a guardian, and the guardian must be a male guardian, and unless there's other kind of documents in support of that, that you know that would replace the typical male guardian. Mm. So while the law is very specific that it's no longer obligatory, and it could be the bride's mother or sister or anybody else for that matter, the system is still processing the application of this new law. So as we learn more, we'll certainly share the updates. But the good thing is that from a legal standpoint, from a formal standpoint, it's no longer basically those who want to have a Muslim marriage, and women, that is, in particular, they don't, by law, not required to have a guardian at all times. Furthermore, there's another language in the same law, is that Muslim women whose laws of whose countries do not require a guardian can have actually a Muslim marriage without a guardian. So, for example, as I use the example of Egypt, in Egypt, Muslim women do not require a guardian. So, by the wording of the law, if a Muslim woman, an Egyptian woman, wanted to get married here, she could request for the court to apply the interpretation of Islamic sort of marriage from Egypt without having to provide a guardian. So, okay. So this is now all allowed under the law. And I'll tell you, because right now I have a client who it's a Muslim couple, and they really want to have an Islamic marriage. You know, and in fact, this is a couple from Europe and has roots in Europe. And so that was the example I gave you. It's for them, it's really important to have Islamic marriage, but then they want it to be formal. So they can get married elsewhere. They can have a civil ceremony in Europe, for example, but in Europe, they don't have Muslim marriages, right? Yeah. Official marriages. Yeah. There's a Muslim ceremony, but not the marriage itself. But for them, it's really important to have a Muslim marriage. So they are looking at the UAE to come here and have a proper Muslim or Islamic marriage that's registered by the court.
That's interesting. It's not that long ago. It's only the last few years, isn't it, that there really wasn't an option in the UAE to get married in a civil ceremony. That's a very recent development.
Yes, and that development was led by Abu Dhabi. That was the Abu Dhabi law it was called for civil marriages and its effects, and it was issued in 2022, in fact, 2021, and then quickly amended in 2022, just a few months later, to expand further and make it basically apply to not just, because the initial version of the law applied only to expats. Basically, non-nationals, and then it expanded to all civil marriages and its effects in the UAE, because as we know now, there are also UAE nationals who are not Muslims. So it now applies to a much, much broader application. And one specific selling point of that law, if you will, was that it was open for, so this was the first personal status law in the region, and that allowed for civil marriages. It's the first one in the region, and that was kind of their big headline stories. And it truly was, it lived up to its promise.
That was a huge deal.
It was a huge deal, and it certainly lived up to its promise, and very quickly. So it basically became available to anybody who wanted to have a civil marriage. They did not have to have any links to the UAE. So it all started from Abu Dhabi. Now there's a lot, because as I said earlier, the Abu Dhabi led the way with regards to the civil marriages and its effects, because civil personal status law. Then the country as a whole at a federal level kind of took that and introduced a law that applies across the UAE. And it's, has kind of based on the Abu Dhabi law, but it's not as developed as the Abu Dhabi law. And as part of that, so that means now you can have a civil marriage in Dubai, right, under this personal status law that applies to Dubai now too. But the application of it is still evolving, right? So what we have seen, although you can have a civil marriage in Dubai under this personal status law for non-Muslims, the administrators of of the affair, they still tend to require certain certain elements that perhaps are more typical to a Muslim marriage. For example, a woman's guardian. Yes, or to show, for example, certificate of you know being able to marry. So non that basically the woman has been divorced, or she's basically not married elsewhere. So these requirements are actually not in the law, but they are more typical of a Muslim marriage. So the administrators of civil marriages in you know, in Dubai, for example, from our experience, what we've seen, there's still, so it's a little bit of a mix, which is to be expected, to be honest with you, because again, we're talking about very new laws and quite groundbreaking. So therefore, going back to your earlier question, if you want to have a civil marriage today, the easiest, the most streamlined, most efficient and effective way is still through Abu Dhabi. So that's Abu Dhabi Judicial Department or ADJD. So they still to this day, they're perhaps kind of the cornerstone of civil marriages in the region, and it's very, very efficient. As I said, you apply online, you submit your documents, they give you an appointment, you come on the day, you get married, you get a marriage certificate with your QR code, and you're done. It's very, very efficient, very modern.
It's so now.
So, it's so now, indeed, it's so now. So today, still, although the law, the federal law now allows for civil marriages in all other Emirates, for the time being, Abu Dhabi is perhaps like the kind of the path that's best traveled and therefore the most efficient for those who want to get married and want to get married maybe quickly without many complexities.
Okay. I mean, that's permissible, isn't it, civil from a civil perspective, if you're Muslim, as long as you're not a resident of the UAE. Is that right?
Great question. So, and that's an important highlight, is that the law, and as I said earlier, we're talking about the Abu Dhabi law right now, and that's Abu Dhabi law for civil marriages and its effects. It also included, when it amended quickly, it basically included a language that was at the time groundbreaking, by now we've sort of gotten used to it, is that basically, anyone, this law applies to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 non-Muslims, you know, expats, so on and so forth, or anyone who wants to have a civil marriage. So that was a very short sentence, really, really groundbreaking effect. Because basically it means that even Muslims, if they want to have a civil marriage, they can have a civil marriage under this law.
Yeah.
And so to your point, yes. So even Muslims they don't have to be non-residents, but that law specifically excludes Muslim nationals or UAE nationals, UAE nationals,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So expat Muslims, if they want to have a civil marriage, this court is equally available to them. And other aspects, by the way, of this law, and this is the personal status law, right, for non-Muslim for civil marriages, meaning wills, inheritance. Now, Muslims can also have a will under this law, under ADJD, that is a civil will versus Sharia will.
We have not even got to prenuptial agreements, nor have we got to child custody, and we are out of time, unfortunately, because there is so much to discuss. I always find this with you, Ludmila, there is always so much to discuss.
Yes, and the thing is, it will never end.
No.
because the law we're talking about is just literally a few months old, so by the time I see you next, I mean, who knows what other new laws will have been introduced.
There literally could be updates. But, this is the thing that we've talked about for, it feels like the last 5 or 6 years. In fact, it is about the last 5 or 6 years. The change in the speed of legal updates, the system, the processes. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's groundbreaking and it's very exciting, especially for somebody in my profession.
I bet it is. Well, you've always got a smile on your face, and that's always a nice thing to see. Ludmila Yamalova is from LY Law. She's widely known online as the TikTok lawyer, and I mean that with the greatest of respect because you have an enormous following. And thank you for coming.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Ludmila Yamalova here on Mira Business FM.
Mira Business FM.